Hey, everybody. This podcast is brought to you by Spotify. Hey, do you know that Tinfoil Hat and You're on the List is now available on Spotify? Spotify is making it easy for you to stream this podcast and many others like it to your mobile device, desktop app, and smart speaker. Open the app on the mobile or desktop. Click on Browse click on the Browse channel, and then click on the podcast section. Take us with you wherever you go, thanks to Spotify.
Bam!
Yeah.
Can we talk normal now?
Yeah, there we go.
Sam, was that your professional your professional voice?
Yeah.
All right, guys, if you're on Instagram, go to my fan page. We're streaming live with Tinfoil Hat Conspiracy.
It's a swapcast.
Yeah, it's a swapcast. All right, really quick.
I love this, dude. So I'm now, so happy I'm on.
Dude, this is great.
You guys.
This is
awesome. I love
so,
you guys.
So we're on the list, right? Oh, you're on the list. We're doing a thing called a swap cast.
Yeah. You just learned about this word, which is exciting.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah. Basically, Doug Stanhope invented the swap cast. And
Pete's going to claim it later because that's what he does. No, he does. He's a fucking, this kid's so suspect it isn't even funny, man.
So basically he wanted to just do people's podcasts, but he didn't want to do two different ones. So he's like, let's just put them out both. And that was one of the first big podcasts we did was a swap cast with.
You did it with him?
With Doug Stanhope. We've done it with Duncan Trussell.
Yeah.
Who else have we done swap cast?
Grimerica, The Higher Side Chats.
Yeah. So it's like, we just find friends of ours that we really enjoy. We both put them out. So we're happy to do this. Now, for your listeners who don't understand our podcast, we just like to take a fun look at conspiracies, what's going on in the world. We go deep, homeboy. This is Ryan Davis. I'm Sam Chirpley. And we've been doing this for this form of the podcast for about a year now.
So can I ask, how did you guys hook up in the alignment of a conspiracy theory podcast?
Well, what happened was I'd stopped doing an old podcast that I was doing. It just kind of ran its course and I was kind of over it. And I was just thinking about like what I want to talk about now. And I'd looked out some of the podcasts I really like Rogan's and Duncan's and all that stuff. And I kind of was like, they work at a very high level. I want to try to do something, even though I flunked first grade. I just want to try to work at the highest level
right.
I can. And it was right around then the election for 2016 was going, and I was seeing crazy stuff going on with the DNC primary, and I was just like, okay, dude.
Donna Brazile.
Pete doesn't believe any of this shit.
What? That's great.
What
Pete
do you
thinks that the Democratic Party is just all peaches and
that's
and,
not true.
And
that's,
the Republican Party
no,
is
just all that.
It's just the evil empire.
No, he's you know that I don't think that's true.
That's a farce.
I have I hate with a passion Donna Brazile and Wasserman
no,
Schultz. I do.
Now you're selling out.
No, I do not. So let me ask you this. So now between the two of you guys, between Sam Chirpley and Brett Ernst, when I think of the parking lot, the Comedy Store, late night, I think of both of you guys talking.
Yeah.
Different subjects though.
Talking, yelling.
He's like yelling about the Dallas Cowboys. You would be yelling about some sort of like massive conspiracy that we don't see.
Yeah, I have some
because we're
sports.
Blinded. We're blinded. I know you're a sports guy too. I'm just saying. They're definitely you definitely have you walk down the darker alleys, if you will, the darker avenues.
The fuck are you talking about?
Of conversation when it comes to conspiracy theories.
100%.
He has a Google apophenia.
No, that's not what goes on, but that's okay. Basically, yeah, man. I mean, ever since I always talk about the moment I knew something was up was when the Iron Sheik and Hacksaw Jim Duggan got busted in a truck together, and I'm like, hold on, that's an American hero, and that's a terrorist. Why are they fucking hanging out? And I realized it was all a lie. And since then, you know, my whole thing is like, we have different degrees. Like, I'm very blessed that one of our good friends is Eddie Bravo, and he's become the face of Flat Earth, and we'll get into that later.
You don't believe that, do you?
But I don't believe that, but I believe that he has a right to believe whatever he wants because there's way worse things going on in the world.
Than
the fact that he'd beat the fuck at anybody that believed the Earth is round.
We just did a podcast with Pat Miletich, who's a UFC Hall of Famer, and Eddie Bravo, and they were starting to get into a flat Earth discussion. And then Aaron, who normally does our sound, is like, okay, you got to wrap it up. And I'm like, guys, we got to go. He's like, why do we got to go? I'm like, because someone else, what are they going to do? Kick us out of here? And I'm like, oh, dude. Okay. And now we're going to start beating up.
I don't understand.
There's a sit-in.
I don't understand the, again, being in a guy with, fifth grade education.
Yeah.
Why are we being lied to about the Earth? I mean, isn't
Well, the whole theory is this, is that it's basically, in my opinion, more about that NASA hasn't really been truthful about a lot of stuff, and that they have all these things. If you
but
look
this
at this,
is such
look at
a
this.
Vague thing to say. Like, first of all, like the do you believe we went to the moon?
I believe that. I don't know.
No.
You don't.
Ryan now, Davis says no for the record.
Okay.
Now, wow. Now you do know that a lot of the meshing of the conspiracies come from, yeah, they faked some photos later on mm-hmm. for public relations, you know, to they did do some of those. But we literally have a box on the moon that measures the distance of the Earth to the moon. I've actually talked to people.
And who are these people?
Have they seen the box?
I met them at the Friars Club,
but
actually.
But who are they?
I'll tell you who they are, okay. Man. They worked for NASA. Okay. They were part, remember, you know where I met the guy? He was one of the card counters. Remember that movie 21 where they had those MIT? He went to MIT?
Yeah.
He was one of the card counters, but he worked for NASA. He says, yeah, because he goes, yeah, we've been there a bunch of times after that. Like, you watch the conspiracy, you listen to the argument, and Penn and Teller did a great episode of bullshit on it.
Right.
And then all of these statements, the guy who created the conspiracy lives in Arizona.
Well, just a couple things real quick. Do you know where the word NASA comes from?
Josh?
No, it's Josh NASA. It's a Hebrew word, nasha, which is to deceive. That is what the word is.
Or it's also an acronym.
It doesn't stand for anything.
Who started the space program?
So you don't believe that we had...
Hold on.
No, let's follow this, yeah.
The space program.
Don't tell me the Jewish people.
No.
Okay.
Werner von Braun via Operation Paperclip. So we basically got all the best Nazis before Russia could swoop them up.
Mm-hmm. The NASA program was started by the Nazis.
Well, so were tanks.
So they were trying to. They were trying
Mercedes
to sort of.
Mercedes-Benz is a Nazi company.
Right.
They were trying to build a bullpen of the smartest.
You haven't been to the moon.
So Wernher von Braun.
What the fuck does that even mean? Of course not.
Yeah.
Right. So our head of NASA.
I've never piloted a fucking boat before. That doesn't mean.
But you could pilot a boat.
Yeah. Well. Okay.
Right. And you've seen people pilot boats.
I lived in Florida. I saw the space shuttle fucking go up.
You've been on a boat before.
Right.
Have you been on the moon? Have you been on the moon?
Of course not.
Okay, so that's what we're saying here is that, listen, man.
Man, that's deep.
Listen, dude.
I can moonwalk.
Yeah, okay. So the whole point of this is that there's been a group of people that have openly admitted they've deceived us on a lot of shit. They literally say, they go, okay, where are all of the information that you get from these things? All the numbers, all the data. And they literally go, oh, we destroyed it. And you're like, why? They're like, oh, we didn't think we'd need it.
It's the same people that cleaned Hillary's server. They destroyed all the fucking...
Okay, yeah, but do you see there is that?
No, I'm saying, of course there's deception. I mean, you have to understand what the Cold... especially during the Cold War era. I mean, there was even an operative where they wanted to... I forgot, during the Cuban Missile Crisis, they were going to try and commit...
Operation Northwoods.
Yeah, Operation Northwoods. I mean, there was a lot of this shit going on, and a lot of it was through fear. But once the Iron Curtain fell... Okay, we know Russia's been to space or no?
How do you know that?
Because we have fucking satellites and pictures.
Okay,
but
that doesn't mean
space and being to the moon are two different things.
Okay, but I'm saying, would you at least admit that we've left the Earth's atmosphere?
Yes. Have we gotten through the Van Allen Belt?
Okay, but I'm saying, would you at least admit
that
or not?
There are videos of people.
But you would admit that.
I'm saying yes. Okay. Sam's way.
But how do you know? See, you haven't been on that space shuttle.
No, that's not the same thing.
It is, Sam.
There's a video.
That's your argument about me.
Literally saying... Mm-hmm. We have not been through the Van Allen Belt.
Okay.
He literally says that in a fucking video. I'm not saying, dude, that anything is... I'm not saying
we
haven't...
So you're saying he doesn't believe we haven't been to the moon. You're saying that you...
I say NASA's been caught lying over and over again. I don't
trust
anything they say.
Yeah, of course. There was huge propaganda during the Cold War.
If we got to the fucking moon, we got to the fucking moon. Yeah. I'm not saying that.
And FDR could... They didn't know he was in a wheelchair. Propaganda has always been part of government, and you know what? I think we need more of it.
Why? That's the
I'll
most
tell you
retarded
why.
Shit I've ever
Because during World War II, morale was low. Let's just say that we're winning. We're storming the beach of Normandy, and we're winning, okay? But we're also losing. So are we going to show videos where we're losing?
No,
of course
That's
not.
That's totally different.
It's
dude.
Not different.
What we're talking about is a fucking deception lie. There's
a difference between deception and also public perception.
Okay, Brett.
Correct?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and there's a difference between there. It's almost like there's still truth, but it's not the full truth.
What if the truth is that most of this shit that's being done is to line the pockets of very rich people? That most wars are banker wars. That when we sit down, we look at, and we'll get into
I believe that's a fact. I just don't believe it's an absolute fact.
Okay.
I believe that is absolutely an ingredient.
All right.
People will profit.
So Sam, you're not necessarily, so you guys, I mean, from this perspective, I guess, of a conspiracy theorist, it's not necessarily that you believe that the earth is flat.
I believe you're saying
how do you know it's not?
I say
right
we live
no?
on an orb. I say we live on a whatever you want.
Do you believe the moon is round?
But that's the same argument when
round,
somebody
right?
who
right.
says
right.
prove
right.
that.
Right.
That's the same argument when somebody says that do you believe in God? And you're like, well, prove that there's not a God.
Truth. Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
You can't do that.
No, that's not even close to the same thing, Brett.
But all right. But then, Sam, there's very few laws
in
science.
That's not even close to the
same
thing.
There's very few laws in science that are absolute truths. You have the laws of thermodynamics, right?
Mm-hmm.
Laws of energy, gravity. We don't even know that to be true.
True.
All right. So what I'm saying is everything is speculation. So within that, you have to concede that, yes, that there is no absolute truth.
Right.
But it is a truth that people have used propaganda. But that doesn't necessarily mean, like, it's almost like if you had a sick parent and the parent's covering up for the kid, even though the parent's sick, they don't know what it is, they sugarcoat shit. But in reality, there is truth to the parent being sick, if that makes any sense. We don't know if it's can't, we don't know what it is, but sometimes people lie to sugarcoat. But that doesn't mean because they're sugarcoating that.
Bruh, can I
that
ask
it,
you
that
something?
It dispels a fact.
Were there weapons of mass destruction in Iraq?
Actually, later on they found in where was it? Jordan? Look it up. Saudi Arabia.
In Iraq.
They openly admit
they lied.
No,
about
they
it.
Actually found them in Jordan.
About it,
look at Google it for me.
They
please.
Lied about this it, dude. We lied about it. They lied about it. Why to profit?
They found it in Jordan, I believe, later on.
Anyways.
No, I'm saying there is obviously people profit off of
lots of people.
Okay, so let's just take this gun march.
Obama
let's
just
take
passed
this gun
a law.
Obama
passed a law that the government can openly use propaganda against on U.S. citizens. Okay? Now, if you're telling me if we're in the middle of a war, which we're in five right now, two of them been approved by fucking Congress when they're supposed to be all the...
Wait, really quick. Are they military actions or are they war?
What's going on in Yemen and Syria is human crisis.
Well, you do have to understand the power of the president. Only Congress can declare war. So did we declare war? I don't know. I'm asking.
Dude, okay.
Or are we just having battles?
Right.
I'm not being confrontational. It's a legitimate question.
If I come up, right, this is just a scenario. I come up and I punch you in the face, right?
Here
Let's
we go.
Just
here,
that,
this
right?
is the kind
no,
of
no, no, no,
hypothetical
no.
I want.
I'm just saying, if I punch you in the face, right? And you go, hey, you punched me in the face. And I go, no, I'm just defending myself, right?
Yeah.
It's like, it's still a punch in the face.
Right.
We ran out of bombs, dude. We've been bombing people so much we ran out of bombs.
Okay, but my question was, did we declare war on these countries?
No.
Okay, so we're not at war.
No, they are wars, Brett. That's how they got out of fucking calling it a war. Because they just didn't want to have to get approval from the government.
But I'm saying in presidential procedure, the president can put the troops anywhere he wants. For a limited amount of time, and then it has to come back, and then that's the way, and then Congress votes on it.
Yep.
Yes, so the president doesn't have absolute power to declare war. There's a big difference. And this has been from the beginning of time. Before
that's
countries.
Why they call it a military action, so they can skirt those rules. It's the same thing.
But these rules have been in place since the beginning of
but
the Constitution.
But do you understand?
It's actually...
Right.
Yeah, it's actually in the Constitution.
Up until 9/11, there was a fucking way it was done. And now, because the neocons and neoliberals are fucking part of the military-industrial complex.
Yes, I agree. No, wait. We're all over the place. I just had a simple question.
Yes.
That's all, man. Don't have to get confrontational. Mm-hmm. I'm really curious.
Yes. Right.
I'm really curious.
Right.
So you're saying now because I do believe that there are people that profit off of war.
Oh, yeah.
I don't, it just like there's people that profit off of disease, okay? That doesn't mean they cause the disease. But when there's something that they can cure, they're kind of happy and they're dibbing on it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're like, ooh, yeah, let's skirmish. Let's make some money. You know? But if you want me to believe that there's some evil puppet, like this is what I was going to say right now. I just saw something where during this march, this Second Amendment march, gun control march, that there's been anonymous contributions from George Soros and a lot of his companies.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's a bad dude.
Now, my question to you is, do you believe that they're using these kids? Like, why would, or how do I say it? Do you believe they're orchestrating this? Or do you think that they're just behind the cause and they support the cause?
I think they support the cause. It's kind of the idea that humans have free choice and you have an angel or a demon whispering, but they're not making you do it. Mm-hmm. You're just listening and you decide ultimately what to do. So if George Soros wants to throw millions of dollars, get everyone going, they're going to go.
Well, there's a conspiracy going on right now that they're actually using these kids to try and take the guns away and overturn the Second Amendment so that they in turn can cause a revolution and that these groups of people are that these companies are just doing that. I don't believe that because my very close friend who was the principal at Douglas, that kid that everybody said didn't go there actually fucking went there.
He has gone there, right.
Yeah, I'm saying.
100%.
Now, do you want me to think that they planted this kid there, sent the kid in to cause this? No, of course not.
Okay.
Of course not.
But there's also a couple things going on. I wish I would have brought my fucking computer.
There was 20 tons of chemicals of mass destruction found in Jordan. That was in 2009.
We should have invaded them.
Well, what happened was
in 2009.
Yes,
I mean they found it.
Yeah, they did. Now what happened?
But that's not saying that there's never was anything out there.
All right, listen.
I'm saying that the reason they got in the war in 2001 when they were gearing us up,
right, yeah,
was not what was going on.
Well,
and they
did you read?
Admit it, man.
Sam, we had this debate years ago.
Yeah.
Okay. When I read the commission report,
yeah,
all the way through,
you take one page out of fucking 300.
Well, it was very key because. We announced,
we're
first of all.
We're never going to agree on this.
No,
we're never going to agree on this, Brett.
I'm
it's not
sorry.
About agreeing. It's not black and white.
Right.
The theme is gray. There is no us. There is no them. This is what we need to compromise.
I do not believe that the Republican Party and George Bush started and faked and lied. So to take up for his daddy, okay, which everybody tried to throw that in there.
His father is one of the most evil dudes ever walked the planet.
All right, listen, really quick.
Colin Powell, that whole pitch was pretty bad.
He lied.
Yeah,
he looked
it was
bad.
Pretty bad.
Why do you think they're not showing you what's going on right now with that?
You didn't even know that they found that
Brett,
they, the government smuggled them and buried them in Jordan. They did.
No,
it's a fact.
No, they didn't, dude. No, they didn't.
Yes, it is.
Just like they tried to say Obama tried to say that Assad was gassing his people. And before he could go in there and really fucking do it, he fucking got, it was called Redline Ratline. Everybody look it up, okay? And they found that the chemicals that were being used were not Assad's chemicals. They're actually chemicals that were taken from Libya after they illegally assassinated fucking Muammar Gaddafi, okay? And why they assassinated him? Because he wanted to get off the petrodollar, okay? He wanted to get on the Afro curve.
This is all I'm saying. How about this? How about you try this theory that there's huge, huge fucking inadequacies between the CIA and the FBI, that there's walls between the CIA and the military, that literally when you read the commission report was the main problem. Okay. There was no communication. Everything was just outdated. Okay. Now at the time to even go into Iraq was stupid. Hindsight's obviously 2020. There was no exit strategy. It was just let's go in because they didn't know. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Now, if you think that they needed a loophole to start a war, just go to South America then. Okay? That's our number one import export with
and
oil.
They're already setting
not
that
fucking
up right now.
Not the Middle East.
And they're already setting that up right now.
But you're saying if it's a war for oil, why the fuck would we start a war with a country that we never even benefited from the oil afterwards?
Well, because Israel and Saudi Arabia.
But it's not even our number one import export.
That's not what it's about.
And we had reason
to
go into
South
America.
That's not what it's about.
Okay, then what was it about?
It was about Israel and fucking Saudi Arabia.
Mm-hmm.
Saudi Arabia and Israel hate Iran. Saudi Arabia is Sunnis. Iran is Shiites, dude. It's all about destabilizing the area and greater Israel and fucking. Why do you think we're bombing Yemen?
Okay, because now what would be the purpose of destabilizing it? And this isn't trying to set you up. I'm curious.
The purpose is to fucking expand Israel to greater Israel and the fucking take out the fucking Shiites because the Sunnis hate the Shiites.
Okay, so then
this is old school war from way back in the day.
All right, so how does America benefit from this?
How's America benefit from
it's the art of war? The enemy of my enemy is my friend.
Well, that's always been.
If it's a holy war,
that's why Russia was able to fucking even have a Cold War.
100% in the next 50 years, the population is going to be majority, one out of every six people is going to be Chinese, and one out of every seven person is going to be Islamic.
Okay, but how does America benefit from that?
If you're not Chinese and you're not Islamic, and if you're an American, mm-hmm. then backing up the Jews to go into a holy war with Islamic State makes complete sense.
We have people in our government that have enemy dual citizenship, my friend. Dude. Okay. When you win a congressional or Senate seat in the United States, you have to sign something that says that you will defend Israel. You have to do that. That's what you have to sign once you get in, okay?
Really?
At the highest fucking levels. Right? It's at the highest fucking level.
I never heard that before. Yeah.
Sometimes people haven't heard shit. Look it up, dude. This one congresswoman, this black congresswoman said when she got in there, she had to sign a fucking thing. I do not have those documents with me.
Would you have them? Well, because imagine he pulled out a briefcase like just fucking
of contracts that Congress people need to sign.
He's like, oh, all right, here we go.
Take a look.
Do you guys know information that just came out about former CIA director John Brennan, okay? He's the guy who greenlit all 19 hijackers fucking visas. He was told not to, and he still did it. Now, if you go into all the conspiracy fucking worlds, mm-hmm. right, you go listen to everybody, they call him a fucking Muslim. Why they call him a Muslim? They said he changed to Muslim. Why? Because he was allowed to go to Mecca during Ramadan. The only people allowed into Mecca are Muslims. So when they saw him there, they're like, oh, he must be a Muslim now. Not true. The Saudi royal family is allowed to allow a couple people into Mecca who aren't believers of fucking Islam. He goes in there. They are big part. Israel, Saudi Arabia are the big people behind 9/11. Okay, the dancing Israelis and all that shit.
So wait, you think that 9/11 was Israeli? Israel started that?
No. I'm not saying
that they were behind.
There was a group of people behind it.
Okay, and the purpose is to what?
Is to get us into war.
Now you do know you don't have to knock down two fucking buildings to get us into war.
Oh, but
you do know that, right? You do know that you don't have to do all of this go into war. There's simple declarations you can do.
But you can't just go, we're going to go hit these guys.
Oh, yes, the fuck no, you can't. Can. Absolutely.
You cannot do that.
I'm saying to you,
it's not real.
I'm saying it is a lot easier to lie. Right?
Not real. You're not living in a real world. Well,
hold on. Let him finish it up.
You're right, Sam.
Time. Fucking had what they call false flags.
Yeah, I know about that.
To war.
Yeah,
I know. It happens over and over.
No, it's happened before, but it doesn't mean that it's always happening.
You're in denial.
I'm not in denial. I've heard this 9/11 conspiracy over and over and over again, and 10 different fucking versions of it. I heard that there weren't even that there were planes.
Project Bluebeam.
Okay, all right.
Deep into that.
You said you saw the second plane.
But wait, then where did the friends of our family go? Nobody said the
buildings weren't knocked
down. No, that was it. That was a theory in the beginning, Sam. Yes, it was.
Brett,
that there were no planes.
Brett,
I saw the planes.
Stop. I know. Wait, how about the one that never hit the Pentagon? Did you hear that one?
Yeah.
How about the one that landed in a field?
Where's the fucking plane?
Let's take it
piece by piece, but the Pentagon one is very weird. So the closed caption TV all around went down. Mm-hmm. That happens in Manchester when they had the bombing.
This guy's too
rational. In London, that's why we work together. Yin, yes. Yin.
No, this is 17, 18 years of friendship. Yeah.
So what's crazy is that recently they've released a footage and it's from a different angle. It looks like it has no wings. It's all white. Mm-hmm. There's no markings. It hit the only area and it was the area of accountment.
Right.
It's important, not September 11th. September 10th is the day that people need to remember.
Okay. Now, I just want to know, because there's friends of the family that were on that plane. Where the fuck are they?
Okay, I'm going to read some to you.
No, I'm saying, where are they?
I believe...
I'm just saying, where the fuck are they?
Okay. They probably aren't. Chances are, if they're not... Unfortunately, these people perished mm-hmm. either in flame that day or... We don't keep people around.
I'm going to read to you Operation
Abu Ghraibi. We don't keep people around. We don't need.
Operation Northwood is a...
No, we know about that.
I want to read it. Right. And let everybody know what they wanted to do, okay? Operation Northwood was that the government wanted to frame Cuba mm-hmm. for these planes blowing up so that they go into war with Cuba. Now, here was the plan. And tell me if this sounds fucking familiar. They were going to do a big event where they were going to have a festival in Cuba. And these college kids were all going to go, and they were going to have a big media thing. Okay, goodbye to the kids. Kids are going to Cuba to perform. The plan is, and you could read it through the whole thing, get the plane in the air, and as it's gone, everybody sees it goes, land it, get the kids off, hold on, put it in the air, and blow it up.
Right.
Okay?
This is real.
JFK nixed it. Now let's look at 9/11. What is 9/11? These planes get in the sky, okay? And then all of a sudden, the people on the plane are making calls to people when that is not a tech. Now, hold on, just let
no,
me finish.
No, because Sam, I have questions.
No, let me finish, and then you could ask all the questions all right, you
I
want.
I really do. I got legit questions.
The technology wasn't there for that. You could not make calls from the plane at that time.
Right.
The calls were pinged to the ground, okay? Now, what he told you about the accountant part of Pentagon, what he hasn't told you is five buildings have been hit on 9/11. Three of them were accounting buildings. The fucking Pentagon part was an accounting building. Building 7 was an accounting building. And the building nobody talks about is Building 6. Okay, look up Building
that's,
6.
That's the famous one.
No, Building 7 is the famous one.
That's the one behind it.
Yeah, and the one no one talks about that we have recently talked about in the past year is Building 6. And this is like lethal. This is full
look up
on.
Building 6 real quick.
Yeah.
I want to show you something. You know who's in Building 6? The El Dorado Task Force. That was a task force that was put together by 55 government agencies to look for money laundering in the government and around the world. They fucking hollowed that fucking building out.
Right.
That's why nobody talks about it.
So,
because the walls are still up and it's fucking hollowed.
So what is your belief about it? Because there's a difference between...
I have legit questions.
There's a difference between, you know, 9/11 was an inside job, Bush was behind the whole thing or he let it happen versus what you
but
guys
just
are
for the
saying.
Record, just for the record, if Bush, in order for this to happen, that means you have to go all the way back to Jimmy Carter connect these dots.
The people in
so that means Jimmy Carter, Ronald Reagan, George
Dick Cheney,
Bush Sr.,
and Donald
Bill Clinton. Hold on. That means that, mind you, Jimmy Carter, Ronald Reagan, Bush Sr., Bill Clinton, and George W. all had to be in on this.
And all single one of them, and Nixon, have been photographed at Bohemian Grove, where world bankers come together, world elite come together. So they're sitting around a table in a picnic having a fun time.
So let's just, of course they are. But here's my question, though. So you think, first of all, you guys know that you do believe that planes went down, right?
Yes.
And you do believe that planes hit the towers?
Yes.
Okay. So what you're telling me, and I'm not confronting you with this, because I've heard 10 different theories. Mm-hmm. So as long as you agree, we all in agreement that there was planes that hit the buildings.
I'm in agreement that physical planes hit the buildings, whether they're the planes that took off that day and are the planes that are the numbers.
Okay.
But there's images of no windows. They're gray. It looks exactly like...
That's Building 6.
Right.
It's hollowed out, 10 floors down.
How the
down.
Fuck did you do this? How come we can't do this?
It's 10-floor hat, baby.
Yeah, we can.
You do it all the time.
So that's September 10th.
Yeah.
Donald Rumsfeld had to go in front of the Congress and explain why $2.3 trillion was missing. And he was like, $2.3 trillion? We got it in this building with all the
buddy,
documents.
First of all, do you know that
building?
Okay, first of all,
went down the next
day. We're all over the place. I still have questions.
Okay.
So now, because hold that $2.3 trillion, because I'm a believer that first of all, a trillion is not even a number that fucking status mathematicians use. It's so far fetched.
Yeah, 230 billion.
I'm saying even a billion.
Like, are you saying that Donald Rumsfeld didn't say
No, that's not what I'm saying, dude. Listen, man. I know how you are. I'm not trying to be confrontational with you.
Okay.
I'm trying to know what the fuck you're talking about.
All right.
Now, as long as we agree that the buildings fell, we're good.
Okay.
So now, do you believe
the buildings fell?
Oh, I'm saying that planes hit them and that there was a plane that crashed because I know
this building didn't fall. It
okay.
Got
so now the friends of our family that were on that building, that were on that plane,
that
never hit the Pentagon. Okay. Do you think that plane that they somebody hijacked it and killed everybody on that plane? Because they're missing. Their names are on the monument on Jersey City side that the Russians gave the teardrop. Okay? I got pictures of it. Now, so you believe those people were killed at least, right?
Yes.
Okay, so they were killed. You just say it wasn't in the plane that hit the Pentagon. Because I know they're dead. That's
I'm
a
not
fact.
Saying, I mean,
that's
knows?
A fact. I'm not trying to make this personal. And I also know that my cousin... All right. Shout out to Chief Trenicost of the Passaic Fire Department and all my friends that are firemen in that city where I grew up right on the other side of the fucking bridge. They were there. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, the buildings fell. We all agree on that. There were people in there. The buildings collapsed because of the heat. Or do you think that it was explosives that went off? That's my next question.
Could have been explosives.
Actual firemen talk about being uplifted before the building, before the planes hit, that there was an explosion in the sub basement floors.
Yeah, and this is, and then on
there. But you do know they try to blow this up in 93, right? You remember that. Yeah. So that means Bill Clinton must have let that happen.
So now you're acting like it's one side or the other.
No, that's how you act. Because no, I agree that there is.
I think
it's fucking
evil.
Incompetency. That's what I think.
I disagree.
Now, what again, the purpose behind it, I'm not against the fact that they're trying to fucking, that they were hiding money or so. That makes sense. Mm-hmm. But if you're going to tell me that those people that trained here in Florida, okay, that stayed at the
greenlit by CIA agents.
Okay, so
they
were greenlit to die.
To enter the country.
But did they know? This is my question. Did they know they were working for the CIA, or did they really believe that they were fighting?
Real quick, Brett.
I think they believe. That's the only way you get people to do anything.
So they really thought they were doing this anti-America. But what you're saying is that the CIA orchestrated this.
Yeah, I mean that's why chaperoned it, allowed it. That Brennan guy.
But the people that flew the planes into the buildings, which we're all agreeing happened.
Yes.
They didn't know they were. They thought they were. They were working.
We agree
for,
that.
Okay,
so
I got.
Just like being
we
pushed
agree that
and
planes
handled.
Were flew into the building.
Right.
That's what we agree on.
I did see an American Airlines plane.
No, Pete.
Nobody's saying flew a plane into the building.
Yeah, it was like the shiny tin, you know, like the,
right,
the
right.
like
but
the
nobody's
soda
saying
can.
It wasn't.
Yeah.
Is anybody chiming in on this?
No, I can't. I can't pull up the live video.
So
on
yesterday,
the Facebook page
a big
reason.
Thing in the Orlando Pulse nightclub shooting.
Okay, which everybody. I have questions too.
Okay, all right.
I have a question about Vegas. Right, why the fuck aren't we talking about who that's
so,
that,
wait, so,
that shit
so,
anymore?
So real fast, just for the tinfoil hat listeners, so you're on the list. We attempt to do a top 10 list of different subjects, okay? So what you're in the middle of hearing right now is
two friends
is,
from a long time ago.
Right. So we're going to make the attempt to rank the top 10 conspiracy theories, okay?
This can be based on
popularity, believability, however you guys want to do
right,
it.
Right. I got my number.
We want to lock in
9/11
10. Would 9/11 be
Kennedy? Kennedy's got to be number one.
So
because that actually happened.
So how would we?
9/11 didn't happen.
No,
Brett Hurd says 9/11 didn't
happen. No, that's not what I'm saying.
It's all a lie.
I'm saying is that I don't believe 9/11. I don't believe all that.
Okay. But how would
but
we?
I believe
how
Kennedy
would we
was
word,
set up.
How would we word this conspiracy theory? Just 9/11 as a whole, or 9/11 was an inside job, or 9/11?
9/11 didn't happen. 9/11 was an inside job.
I have it as here. It is. Here is my. I have it as 9/11 and false flags.
Okay.
Well, wait, but that's going to cover a lot. You know, it's going to cover
well,
a lot.
Well, it's just a consistently. Can I get into something real quick about, you know, we've done some research on through the show.
But you would take Magic Johnson over Jordan, though. First pick?
What years are we talking about?
Overall.
This will be a whole other.
He's my Magic. I have 1A is Michael Jordan. 1B is Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. And then 2 or 3 at that point would be Magic.
Well, I thought you used to go. We both agreed on Magic years ago. That changed.
I love Magic Johnson. I mean, I'm just
because he played all
everything.
Five positions.
Yeah, I do love him. I had well, the truth is, LeBron James fell from number 5 to number 8 after last finals after Larry Bird.
That's
so
the only list
get,
you have.
It's so
sports.
Easy to get Sam distracted.
So 9/11, we can say would be the top. And let me just say this real fast. As someone who, the second building when it did fall, watching it live, it did look like, because we were all saying, because it looked like an explosion, because basically the building kind of, and like the whole side of the building kind of popped out
right
before it fell. So visually, I'm just saying for everyone that was there watching it, not on TV. Yeah. It did look
Can
like.
Can I ask you a question?
It did look like that. There was like explosions.
You ever step on a fucking juice box? It sounds like an explosion.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
All right,
I understand.
The way the architecture's designed this building, it actually fell the way that they designed
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
it's supposed to implode.
It's an exoskeleton.
Right. It was supposed
structure.
To implode.
Yeah. So I'm just saying, I have compassion for people who see it and go, "That's explosions," because it did look like that's what was happening. So.
I still think John F. Kennedy's number one because I think that was an actual inside job and a conspiracy. I think LBJ set him up. And there was also...
Would JFK's assassination be number two to you guys
yeah.
as far as the biggest conspiracy
theories?
It's
our fucking show.
Popular?
It's number one.
Yeah, okay. I agree with Brett. One.
Yeah. Okay. Three to
that's
one.
Fine. I'm
it's
not
where
against
it all
starts,
it. You know?
You know, I'm not against it. I could have it as number one. I think that's where the first openly... a open sign that there's another a shadow group, a deep state at work.
Yeah, we did an episode on
it. But the question is, do you believe one guy shot him?
You guys believe, no, because Joe Bonanno had a great interview on this. He said they were in the grates.
Yeah.
That people were shooting up in the sewers. There were two dudes. No, but see, this is what I'm trying to say. You get conspiracists who ask questions, which, you know, you're supposed to. But there has to come a point.
Why?
Huh? Why should you ask questions?
Why does there have to come a point?
Well, because you're coming up with theories about the film, the guy on the grassy knoll, and you're
babushka lady.
But yeah, with the hat, with the thing. And you convince yourself this is real. But then there's information that comes in that Joe Bonanno said. There was no fucking grassy knoll. That these guys were in the sewers. Mm-hmm. So what I'm saying is you can.
What about James
you could be
Files?
Right for the wrong reasons.
What about James yeah. Files? You know what I mean? Says he was in the that you can actually see a shadow guy where he says he is, and he shoots.
Dude,
he says he's
Joe Bonanno said.
James Files.
I can tell you what happened.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, here we go. It's
no, here's
exclusive.
What happened.
It's an exclusive.
When Joe Kennedy Sr. Went to the mob, because at that time, you ever heard that expression that the greatest trick the devil ever played was to let people know he didn't exist?
Mm-hmm. Right.
The mob was just still a theory that J. Edgar Hoover knew existed but was kind of hiding. I think they blackmailed him because of his sexual escapades or whatever.
Yeah, I'd like to be a trans.
He was original Jim Norton. I loved it, dude.
So so basically, Jim Norton, Joe Kennedy knows that the mob exists because the Kennedys made their millions off of bootlegging and barbiturates bringing it to the country.
Right.
There was a couple people that were opposed, but here became the argument amongst the commission, is that if we help Kennedy get elected, we have the most powerful politician in our pocket. Hmm. But if we don't, if we do get him elected, we also admit we exist, which he probably knows anyways, right?
Right.
Long story boring, they campaign, they do what they got to do. He gets elected. Did you know that he wanted Bobby Kennedy to be the vice president? Okay.
Really?
Yeah, but Bobby Kennedy, they're like, no, he can't have both. So he made him attorney general, who, by the way, never even tried a case in his life. Talk about nepotism. So now Bobby starts going after the mob, right? They call Joe. They say, hey, you need to straighten your fucking kids out. Okay. Joe said, I'm going to talk to him at Christmas. Has a fucking stroke. That's the story. They got to get him out. So I believe, again, this is just another theory book that I read, and I'm paraphrasing all this, Brett Ernst facts. It was the Traficante family, Chicago and New Orleans that wanted to do it. LBJ was in their pocket. And also, by the way, they were supposed to do it in Miami. But they waited to Dallas and you know, because LBJ, that was his area. They said that, you know, which is another reason why, you know, he went crazy after
yeah.
that. And well, wait, you want to talk about a fucking guy? He used to take his dick out in the White House.
Well, you guys are well researched conspiracy experts. Well,
Sam wasn't
will.
Paying attention.
Well, my question is this. So now JFK, there's, you know.
Wait, did you want to hear what Joe Bonanno said or no?
Well, it's
so taken, when they put the hit on him, they were in the fucking sewers.
Okay? Yeah, okay.
Because Bobby was on a full court press. When Jack Ruby killed Lee Harvey Oswald, it was like, don't worry. Actually, Ruby was the patsy. Lee Harvey Oswald was believed in this Cuban Missile thing. Like, that was real. That they had them convinced that they were on that side. But in reality, it was the mob that was behind it with
the
fucking
mob, the CIA. Yeah, the
so my questions to you
the
guys.
He wanted
I don't
get
think
rid
it
of,
was the bankers, buddies.
Dude, he wanted to get rid of the Federal Reserve. He openly said that.
So who was it? Was it CIA? Was it
CIA,
the mob?
CIA, mob, and the
together.
And the Federal Reserve.
Because when you go
what
to
about
Dallas.
The FBI? You didn't throw them in there?
Operation 40.
When you go to Dallas and you see that star in the middle of the road where he got shot, and then you look at the book depository, you're like, how did this happen?
Oh, he
like
took if, a shot. You,
I'm
he
just saying,
shot.
But to for it to be as clean as what happened, it right, does, right, when you go right. there, you're like, oh, that's pretty difficult. I don't know how that would go down. So,
and just for the record, that's just another theory. I don't know. Obviously, don't know
we did an episode on that, and we actually went to Barry Katz put a documentary out called I Killed JFK. And in that, it says that James Files took the shot from the grassy knoll, and he was a hitman for the Chicago mob. He would always bite his casing and leave it behind. And he said, I guarantee you're going to find a casing there. In 1986, they dug up and they found a casing that matched the exact gun
they
that he
showed
said.
And it matches
with
teeth.
His teeth.
Whoa.
They like that.
So many people shot Kennedy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's a bunch, but Joe Bonanno said this on his deathbed, who was part of the commission.
That's fine. And there's also, we can go back to World War II, man, about false flags, man.
Right.
Like, who's Hitler?
Wait, let me ask you a question. Hitler? Do you think that we needed a false flag in order to get into, you think that we allowed Japan to bomb us to get into the war?
Yes.
You do?
It's definitely, yeah. we cut off their oil.
Okay.
Okay. Dude, there was a plan.
Even though, do you know that America is the only country in the history of the world to have land rights to other countries and give it back to them? You know that, right? That's why Germany was split in fucking
half. Hold on.
That's why Japan,
France, and Britain never gave rights back to the fucking country. Well, Hong Kong, the coalition did.
Yeah, but I'm saying Hong Kong.
Hong Kong, Britain gave back the rights to fucking China.
Well, I meant that. I should have said, you're right, I was speaking about us, but when World War II was over, Germany got their land rights back. Russia's the only one that wouldn't fucking agree to it. And Japan was able to have their land rights back, but they just weren't allowed to build a military. There was restrictions on them. It's like bad.
The Rothschilds funded Hitler.
Think about America back during World War II. It was mainly
white. It had nothing to do with him being insane.
No, he was insane. He was actually, I could fucking show you the whole
No, it's
thing.
Okay, Sam. We don't have to keep doing this because we'll be here fucking forever.
Yeah.
What were you saying, Ryan? You were saying
America is mainly white. We couldn't go to war with Germany. They looked just like us.
Oh,
we had to go
on,
with war.
Man.
We had to go with war back. It was the 50s.
Dude, we went to war with fucking Italy and Russia in the beginning. What are you talking about?
We've never been in war with
we
Russia.
Knew they were,
are
we
you
actually
high?
Went to war with Russia.
Yes, when? We were fighting.
When?
In the beginning of the war, they turned because Hitler turned on them.
They turned.
Yes, Sam, it's fucking.
And they saved us.
And
Russia
saved us. No. Yes. We sat out the war until it got bad. And then we went in when everybody beat each other.
Dude.
They were already fucking fighting with each other. Russia had already gone against fucking Germany.
No, I'm not denying that.
What about Italy? What about Italy? We didn't fight Italy?
Italy was involved.
Okay,
dude.
I'm saying.
Even in Afghanistan, that was fucking Afghanistan.
Sam.
It's the Cold War was a bullshit.
So you think it's just that we couldn't go to war with white people? We've been warring with white people our whole fucking life.
Your statement that we went to war with Russia is not true.
No, I'm saying Russia was on the side of Germany.
It was also found that Black Eagle gold was found in New York City during World War II. So we were funding them. Standard Oil.
Buddy,
they couldn't get
the two largest political parties before World War II in America were the Nazi and Communist Party. That was in America.
Yeah. This discussion
before World War II
is
Hitler was fucking Man of the Year
versus,
in 1938. He was Time Magazine's Man of the Year in 1938.
Right.
Nobody knew what the fuck was going on over there.
They knew.
Oh, you're right. You're right, Sam.
They knew.
So now let me ask you this, then.
Dude, George W. Bush's family helped Hitler with everything, dude. The Rothschilds created a system to categorize who was in the concentration camp. Major corporations from the U.S. were working with the Nazis.
I want to concede what Sam said. It is right, but Russia was with. I didn't look
Did
it
we
up.
Just walk the board,
it's,
lady.
It's not what I meant. Russia was on the side of Germany, but that was before America entered. But Italy was still fighting with Germany when America entered the war.
Correct.
Right.
Yeah. So, Adolf Hitler's dad was a guy named fucking. His name was
Frank Hitler.
No, Alois Hitler.
Okay.
His mother. Okay. Was Anna, and I'm gonna fuck this up. Her last name is S C H I C K L G U R B R. She was a fucking house servant to the Rothschilds. She got pregnant and was sent out. She gave birth to Alois Hitler, who later gave birth, whose son was Adolf Hitler.
Can I ask you a question?
That was some Game of Thrones shit.
What about World War I, the Revolutionary War, Civil War? All those are conspiracies.
No, they all happen.
Civil War.
No, I know they happen, but I'm saying the reason was what? But for all those.
I mean, I didn't. I'm not. Really
what about when the barbarians?
He's not
wait, hold on.
Statementing like no, every he, war.
I'm asking because the Rothschilds have been around for a long time.
The history.
Are they behind all every war?
There's an argument. It's banker
okay,
wars.
Pete?
Banker wars.
Banker wars.
I've known this dude forever.
Okay. You want to hear something really crazy? So there's something called the Phantom Time Hypothesis. That means that there's missing 297 years in written history, that we are really existing in the 1700s right now.
Wow.
That
dude,
that the queen
blown.
If you could erase 270 if you can erase 297
I believe that shit too because where the what the fuck like you never really see anything from like 16 you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's almost like you went from the 1700s to like the late 1800s, yeah. 1900s.
And people don't know the Dark Ages was 500 years with nothing. We burned all the books. We burned everything.
Well, when Rome was sacked, actually, there's a great book called How the Irish Saved Civilization that they literally took the books and preserved them because the Celts, you know, the barbarians were just burning everything. And the Germanic people, whatever the fuck they were called back then. And the Irish actually kept the books that if it wasn't for them, we'd have no written history at all.
So crazy. We should keep, so 9/11 and false flags, because that's a broad stroke, but we're talking about false flags, right, Sam?
But we should be
specific
with the false flags.
Yeah, okay.
Because, I mean, how, unless you got 10 of them already. Because that evergreen shit is a false flag, but that would be on our list.
Where does chemtrails?
Are you believing chemtrails?
Because chemtrails is like a real.
We have not done chemtrail episode yet.
But chemtrails are very popular, mm-hmm. right? That's like one that everyone talks about. My girl believes in the chemtrails. She's like.
Your girl sounds like a wonderful person.
So chemtrails is the government intentionally spraying people with harmful substances in order to experiment, weed out the sick and elderly. Theory suggests that chemtrails are an attempt for the government to mind control or even sterilize.
Have we moved on from false flags?
Wait, do you think that AIDS was created by the government?
I think it's definitely
Jim Florentine. We did an episode with Jim Florentine. I don't think it was created by the government, but I think that it's been weaponized.
Okay.
And tested in certain places.
So
people forgot that there was an Ebola outbreak in Reston, Virginia, which is a suburb of DC in the 90s.
Yeah.
Ebola was here.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, do you think that
something
was
something for you guys?
Because a lot of that's airborne, you know.
It's the CDC.
Now do you think like the Rothschilds they're immune to all of this? Like they have secret like medicines that can.
My girl thinks, she thinks all the rich families like don't get sick.
The idea is that the elites have a different bloodline than the rest of us.
Yeah, it's inbred.
It's Rh negative.
Whoa.
And it doesn't exactly seem to be naturally in Orient. So it seems to be that what they rely to the reptilian bloodline.
That's the Tripoli bloodline.
Yeah,
that's what we're talking. Well, we all have the same furry bloodline.
Yeah.
So that's another one. I mean, so that's where that whole idea of like these like reptilian lizard people are controlling the world. That's what they're referring to.
I heard a cool one, but go ahead.
Let me hear it.
But does it come from the blood?
No, I want to hear you.
Yeah.
Okay, so the idea is all cultures have dragons, mm-hmm. shapeshifters, and some form of, I mean, of some sort of ghost or jinn, as the Islamic call it. So dragons are in everything.
Well, the jinn is different. The jinn is the offspring of Iblis.
But the like you're talking about genies from like
Iblis was smokeless fire, and when God in heaven said to he made Iblis and said, this is my newest creation, you will love it, and all the angels bowed. Then he took earth and water and molded man. This is in the Islamic belief, and told all the angels, this is my newest creation, everybody bow. But Iblis did not bow. He was upset by it. It's their version of Paradise Lost.
He was like an open micer. They're like,
so
who's this guy?
They threw Iblis out, and his offspring is the jinn. And the jinn is almost like demons that whisper in your ear and create that. That's more of, it's almost the same story.
Tell them about the black cube.
Wait, no, I wanted to hear the rest of that, but I'm just correcting with the jinn.
Go ahead. So the idea also is a lot of cultures have that there was a time when we came from the earth. The Hopi Indians believe that we came from the ant people, the Anu. Naki. The ant means Anu and Naki means friend. The Anunnaki were ancient Sumerians that came from Nibiru, which is the 10th planet. They came here, gave us knowledge of science, of everything, how to collect gold, and they said, check it. You guys, you know, do what you do, but when we come back, you better have our fucking gold because we need that shit.
10th planet.
Mm-hmm. So that's why Eddie Bravo called it 10th planet jiu-jitsu. He originally was going to call it Nibiru. And Joe's like, that's stupid.
So I have a question, okay, because this is amazing. So you believe all that, and you can make logic out of that, but you still don't think we got past the fucking
I'm not saying we Van Allen Bell.
So I think
that.
But I'm saying you don't think that, you believe that's more believable than us.
I think what I've learned about this is anything's possible.
I think we're in a simulation.
Okay, because I believe that's we are possible. Aliens. I heard that in Orion's Belt, right, that the first two planets are the wide-eyed ones, and the third one is the bad one, and that they've been here, that they're actually been at war
Are you saying the bad ones are the Asians?
No. No, they're like the lizard people.
Yeah, so you're talking about the grays and the lizards?
Yeah, the grays. There's the grays and the lizards. And on that belt, I just saw this documentary on Netflix about, I think it's called, it's about aliens.
Unacknowledged?
Yes.
Dr. Stephen Greer.
And they were talking about the belt where the two the brightest ones are our allies, and they're here helping us at war with these shapeshifters. And then... And that Hillary Clinton, and they're all shapeshifters, like fucking Trump.
Yeah.
You know I mean, how much awesome would it be if this was true?
It would be fucking amazing.
It'd be great.
That we don't believe this shit. I'll buy it.
Yeah.
I'll buy it. I mean, I believe that there's that half of this is true. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, there is such a thing called apophenia that created people have. And you know what that is, right?
No.
You really don't know what epiphany is.
I never heard that word till today.
Look it up.
Okay.
It's basically that you basically look for stuff that confirms your bias.
One of the greatest superheroes, you guys should know who the Question is from Justice League, but he actually looks like Rorschach, and he suffers from apophenia. And it's also a common trait that religious extremists have with conspiracies.
Define apophenia.
Apophenia is, you can look it up. But it's very common amongst conspiracists and very creative people.
Tendency to perceive connections and meanings between unrelated things.
Right.
Confirmation bias.
Now, what's great about that is that people with apophenia have created great things. You understand? But it's almost like a proselytizer. And I read this great article in Scientific American about how the extremes keep the balance. So the problem, what's going on in our society right now is that there's too much division. It's not cooperation. So like everybody's half right.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And to dismiss a conspiracy on the sole fact that, you know, of just how it was committed doesn't still change what the reasons were, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
So that's what I was asking these questions for. If those terrorists, if those people thought that they were acting in at a religion as opposed for doing it for the CIA, then that changes the whole dynamic of it. But if they're being puppeted by groups of people that are setting this up, now covering a fucking debt makes more sense than wanting to go to war, because in reality, it's much easier. You don't have to do all of this. We could have went into Venezuela if we wanted to. But now you're talking about destabilizing a region as opposed to oil.
Well, correct? The real crazy conspiracy theory about the reason we went into Iraq is because Iraq is the original place of the Garden of Eden.
Yeah, Mesopotamia.
And supposedly that's also where they have reverse engineering for Anunnaki technology. And that's why after that, CERN went online.
Yeah, CERN.
CERN is crazy.
Well, what is that?
CERN is up in Sweden, right?
It's on the Swiss-Franco border.
They're recreating the Big Bang right now.
Large Hadron Collider, particle accelerator. Hadron
Collider, yeah.
And
here's what I believe, dude. You want to know what I believe?
The children just of the future.
Just imagine
them well.
The children of the future. Teach them well and let them lead the way. I believe that just imagine every single Arnold Schwarzenegger movie from the 80s is going on at one time. That's it. Robots. Fucking aliens.
Listen, I believe
Russians, that
there are groups that are separating us on purpose. Like, I feel like America. I believe that America is being reverse engineered right now. When I grew up, everything was multiculturalism. America was a melting pot. We borrowed from each other. It was great. Now it's like people are almost advocating segregation.
Right.
Cultural appropriation. There is no America without cultural appropriation.
Everything's appropriated.
Even the blues. I mean, it stems from knowing classical piano. And then the piano and the guitar are European instruments. And where do they learn strings? From Asia. Mm-hmm. You follow me? That's what's always made the world go. And now the segregation arguments that are going on, like the fact that there are people on universities arguing if Bruno Mars is culturally appropriating.
Yeah.
First of all, I thought he was black. I didn't know he wasn't. But second of all, by the way, this woman's name is Sensei Matsumahi or something. Yeah, she has a Japanese name.
Yeah.
Go fuck herself.
But this is what's going on now. And I think that identity politics is part of
just destroying it
of separation. Now, do I think it's this ultimate conspiracy, or is it two people that are trying to make money? off of this and two parties that are doing this. I think So I do believe that there is this manipulation, but I don't think it's like muah.
Well, let me tell you why I think it is muah, and I'll tell you why. Because right now, most of the shit comes from the fact that Reagan and Clinton both deregulated the media. Reagan did it first by taking away something, which was...
Tell them League of Women's Voters.
Yeah, League of Women's Voters.
Well, basically what he took away was that it used to be on the news you'd have to have the opposite view.
Sunshine counters, right? It's called the Sunshine.
So he took that away. And then Clinton deregulated everything, which meant companies could buy many, many, like...
Exactly.
Okay, so basically now we're down to five companies owning all the shit.
That is shaping your view.
Suros owns a huge part.
Well, do you remember when we were growing up, they broke up Bell South because it was a monopoly.
Yeah,
and
they don't do that anymore.
No, they don't do that. The other thing is that people forget is during 1996, there was this Communications Act. I know I was in college. I was studying it.
Yeah, the telecommunications.
And basically, the American citizens had the rights to the airwaves. It was like some weird thing that it was willed to us. And they took that away from us in 1996. And for some reason, I remember asking my professor why. And again, he's not part of the conspiracy, but he has bias. And he was like, well, we're going to tax it and make money. People can still apply for a license. Not much is changing, blah, 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 blah. But nobody knew that this shit was coming.
Right.
And they did.
Yeah.
And there has been these... Well, you can zero in and say, look, you know, now, would I be shocked if you guys were right? I would be about the reptilian people. But I would not be surprised if 9/11 was also part of a cover up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That wouldn't shock me. I don't see the evidence there, but it wouldn't shock me.
I just want to say one thing real quick.
A lot of circumstantial shit.
So it is my belief that watching how Hollywood works is that television is a giant shell game.
Yeah.
And that it's not really about ratings. They have to play that game. So occasionally somebody doesn't do well. They're like, oh, we got to get them. But just let me finish this. Is that the people who own it at the top are also the, if you really go look at everybody who advertises, they're probably the same owners of those.
Right.
So it's this weird kind of thing. And if ratings really mattered, why would MTV be doing the same exact shit for 15 years and driving all these viewers away?
Yeah.
Because the people who own it really don't care about views. They just want to put out this thing. And it is my opinion that they are trying to break up the left. And Brett and I are a lot alike. People always say I'm on the right. I'm not on the right, man. I'm a liberal, okay?
Yeah, I'm a real liberal too.
I'm open-minded to everybody.
Yeah.
I love everybody. Equal. The best part of living in America is the diversity, dude. That's 100%. But what we're seeing is the fucking getting the left to fight with each other, because change comes from the left.
Right.
The left demands change. The right is conservative. They want to keep things the way they are.
Right.
That's who's on top.
That's not necessarily true.
Well, that's my opinion.
Well, that's a fallacy.
That's why they call them progressive.
No, they call them.
Let me finish.
That bitch changed from liberal.
Let me finish.
Well, can I? I'm gonna ask you a question.
Let's just finish.
Well, you're going though. You're ranting. Go ahead.
Let me finish.
All right.
And that if you get the left to change, to fight with each other, they're not going to change. Because now everybody's fighting for their own.
Yeah.
So now you got these women marches, Black Lives Matter march, Dreamers, illegal marches, gay marches. They're all marching alone. If they all actually march together shit would change.
Right,
okay.
Right.
Here's my question, though. All right. Because I'm more of a pragmatist. First of all, let's get it straight. Conservative and liberal were they were labels that was about government spending, number one. Progressive came later as a marketing tool, all right? But there's nothing progressive in saying that culture should stick to themselves.
No, I get that.
Okay,
and that's
wait.
What we're talking about.
But when you're talking about groups get together and march for what? March for what?
Whatever they're marching for.
What are they
they're
marching for?
They're obviously marching to
see, to
say
me, the last,
they want
let
change.
Me finish. The last...
I'm kidding.
I know. I'm being a dick.
It blew my mind when he was calling you out for ranting. Yeah. I was like, what? That's crazy.
We should put a heart rate monitor on him.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You just see his, like...
Both of you guys.
No, to me, the last big civil rights bill was allowing gay people to marry. Mm-hmm. That, to me, was the last violation of civil rights.
Right.
Now, even for the wage gap that women are marching for, or any of this stuff. What are we supposed to do? So what seems to me is that there is no pragmatism. There is no solution. It's like, look at me, I'm pissed. Well, what do you want me to do? Fuck, I don't know. Be pissed with me.
Right.
Yeah.
And
I've talked about that.
Okay, but I'm saying is, it's not so much as I do think it is for ratings. I do think it's for votes. The identity politics has nothing to do with issues. If you were to sit here and put the issues on the table, like, you know what made this? And do you believe the Civil Rights March was real, or do you think there was a conspiracy behind that?
I think it's real.
Okay. Because there's desegregation theories too, where, you know, the black community was very affluent during segregation. It was after desegregating that the businesses started getting defunct. Whoa. Like, started not making money.
Now we have a new episode.
No, I'm serious.
It's all good.
So basically, when Martin Luther King marched, it was very important because you had three channels back then. Nobody knew this shit was going on. It was regional. So now it brought, they're like, why are they marching? It brought attention to this cause. And there was a bill that needed to be overthrown. And people got together and they voted for the civil rights movement. They ended the Jim Crow laws. But there was a path and a solution. We don't have that now. We don't even know what people are protesting. You hear lip service like, well, the liberals always want change and the progressive want change. Change from what? Change from what they have originally started? The black on black crime movement, that argument was created in the 80s, and we've discussed this on our show, by the black community. Russell Simmons and self-destruction. Remember self-destruction? You had it for yourself. Fucking, we're all in the same gang. Chub Rock, black on black. Remember that? It's important. And they wanted to bring attention to the fucking absurd mortality rate of young black males in the inner city. And now that was accepted and people were trying to aim. Now it's racist to bring it up? Now they don't even acknowledge that it happens?
100%.
How the fuck is that possible?
100%. Listen.
Atrocity.
But that's, you and I are agreeing on the same thing. I'm talking about weaponizing this shit. And to me, the social justice warriors movement goes against everything I've ever learned in recovery.
About real liberalism.
Hold on. About in recovery.
Yeah.
Recovery is all about, you own what you, where you are in your life. All your problems come back to decisions you've made. Dude, stop judging your insides by other people's outsides. The social justice warrior shit goes all against that. Everything is,
I think we all agree
fault.
On that.
Yeah. Yeah, but I'm agreeing with you what
but
you're saying.
But my point is,
dude.
Why? This is beautiful. What's the reason for it?
What's the reason for that? Because I think the Vietnam War was a big moment in this country,
uh-huh,
where like everybody galvanized together and they're like, no more war, no more suffrage. And the power got fucking scared.
Yeah.
And now they're like, okay, all these people are coming together, dude. Because what scares the masses is the everybody coming together.
Right.
What scares the power elites, and they're not white guys, they're not Jews, they're not Muslims, they're not this, they're not that. It's all groups. It's this group of
chances are they're probably white.
Well, I mean, dude, look at the House of Saud, dude.
I'm just making a joke.
They're fucking Middle Easterns, man. I mean,
I want to get back on track on listing the top 10 conspiracy
theories. I think this is way more interesting.
Theories.
We can rattle these off.
No. I want to get more to some more popular ones and bounce them off you guys. And
let
me know.
We've only been on for 40-something minutes.
Like the Holocaust deniers. Would that be?
Holocaust 100%.
Okay.
But the question is, who funded Hitler?
Right.
And that's where the real question comes from. And did Hitler survive? There's a big
argument.
But
what makes you think he needed funding?
Because it's, dude,
yeah,
all
no,
wars.
They were cut
funding.
Off. Without
why
Standard Oil, they would have no oil to operate their machines. That's
why he
off.
Went into Poland first, just started taking shit.
And they ran out. Without us, Standard Oil, who was in the Bush family, Prescott, but like literally, they couldn't do this without
Listen,
us.
There's a lot of good people in the oil business. Okay, what I'm saying is that just because it's like Hollywood. Let's take Hollywood.
Yeah.
Let's take Hollywood.
There's good people on both sides.
No. My point is.
There were some good Nazis.
That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that George Bush got into the oil business when he came here. Mm-hmm. But you're saying that he helped fund World War II and Hitler?
He was part of it.
Okay.
Yeah, the George Bushes Bush are old school fucking family, dog. Mm-hmm. They're from way back in the day, man. One of the families that run them. Dude, I know you might not want to believe this, but fucking George Bush Sr. was an evil motherfucker.
Okay.
He was most likely involved in the assassination of JFK, and he was most likely
involved. Was he head of the CIA then?
Yeah.
And he was most likely, no, he wasn't.
No, he wasn't. J. Edgar Hoover was.
But he was very high up in there.
Yeah, he was high up.
He wasn't a part of it, but he's moving up. And then he was most likely a
part of it. Where do you get this from? Dude, most likely part of, or was he part of it?
He was a part of it.
Okay.
Even there's documents that said he was there in Dallas that day.
Okay.
Okay. And then he was most likely a part of the Reagan attempt because even George Bush Jr. says his family was friends with the Hinckleys, dude.
Yeah.
The Hinckleys were very high up in oil in Texas. He was mostly the best way to get these guys in is to fucking take out the guy before him, like JFK.
Right.
Let me tell you something, first of all. As a former guy that was around a bunch of criminals, mm-hmm. none of this makes fucking sense.
I disagree with that. Right. It's unbelievable.
Hold on, what does make sense?
First of all, like when the mob was going to do hits that nobody wanted to know about, they brought in what was called Zips, guys from Sicily. They come on, boom, and they leave. Why the fuck are you going to hire somebody or send somebody that you are 1 degree away from?
Right. Every false flag, and I can show you the connection since fucking 9/11.
Goes to the Bushes.
There is a connection to either CIA or FBI people. This guy yesterday, the Pulse nightclub shooter,
yeah.
the father just came out, testified that he was an FBI informant.
Yeah.
Look up the Orlando Sentinel.
Wasn't he sitting behind Hillary in one of the fucking,
yes.
It's in one of the
connections.
Things?
It's because, dude, they didn't know there was going to be an internet back then. They didn't know that there was going to be something where they fucking all this information. A guy we just had on our
wait,
show.
Hold on, you don't believe they knew about the internet in the 70s and 60s and stuff.
They didn't know it was going to be like this.
Okay, they didn't know.
They didn't know. We had a guy named Jason Louvre on our show, right? Mm-hmm. And he said the internet's the most amazing thing because for the first time ever,
people
the masses are getting the information
right.
that only the elites used to
right,
have.
Right, right, right.
It's a fucking flow, dude. It's blood in the water.
All at the fingertips.
So,
yeah.
But that's you also don't think it can also right spread now. Misinformation and allow crazy people to advocate stuff that sound reasonable.
That whole story about that kid not going to school there,
yeah.
that was purposeful misinformation.
Right.
Put out to make conspiracy theories.
Do you believe Sandy Hook happened?
I believe it happened, but I believe there's some shit going on with that.
Now, my question is, and this is a good, just a question. We had a president sitting then that could have forced gun legislation. Why didn't people have this march then? Why now?
Because this
don't
is
you
the
think
slow...
it's being politicized more than people really care?
This is the
he was
slow
Black
build.
Jesus. He couldn't take white guys' guns
people
away.
People are gonna go nuts.
He's lucky happened. They let him in.
Yeah. It was that was a
who let gearing up on
I
that.
Think everyone was kind of surprised that nothing much happened, but it was one of those things where after nothing happened, we were like, all right, that's a bad look. You know what I mean? And we just accepted it that this isn't going to change.
What about this shooter? Let's switch gears here because me and Sam will do this all day. What happened? Why don't you think we hear about the shooter anymore in Vegas? I had a couple cops tell me that he might have been
Weapons dealer. He was a gun runner.
Okay, because I heard that there was Antifa ties and that they were this was a theory he was purposely targeting Trump supporters, and that at the same time that gunman that shot all those Republicans on the softball field, because you didn't see a march after that.
No.
That because Republicans were being targeted, that progressive media decided to bury it. Do you believe that to be true or not?
That makes sense when you just lay it out like that. I mean,
of course it. I mean, any theory makes sense. If it's laid out properly.
I think the difference and one of the awesome thing is that me and Sam are yin yang, but the misconception is that there's light or dark. There really is just.
There was an assassination attempt.
There's the steamroll, is what usually happens, but it's the line.
See, tell him.
And so what happens is it's a dance, it's a partner making love. And the center is it's not black and white, it's the edge. And that's where you have to exist in every aspect. That's the be here now. There's two parts of your brain. Analytical, creative, male, female. There's two parts of everything going on and so many levels that if society can keep us fighting with ourselves, making us disconnected with ourselves,
right.
then we're disconnected with each other.
I think it's human nature, buddy.
Well, yeah.
And I think that, and here's the other thing I want to say is that I don't want to look at this, man. Come on.
Watch.
I don't want to look at this.
Watch it, dude.
Is anybody dying in
this? No, nobody dies in this.
Okay.
Nobody dies in this. That guy in the back in the white, that's a Saudi prince. That's SWAT. That's why they weren't at the fucking...
Because they were guarding him.
And yeah, they had the floors above them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he ends up dying. Not now.
He dies later on, like 2 weeks later, in the Saudi purge.
So they purged a bunch of their...
There was a couple things going on. One of them was a hit on this dude.
This guy looks like he has like a low rider.
He
has like 250.
The real story here is that he was staying at the Tropicana.
Yeah. He was at the Laugh Factory that night.
Buddy, you could have had some better options there.
As a prince. See, I fancy myself an intellectual. And what that means is that a lot of times, like, I really can remove my emotions, not in the presentation, but in forming the argument and listening to it. Doesn't mean I'm more intelligent, because intellectuals need people that know what they're talking about. But what does bother me, and in defense to you guys, is when people dismiss conspiracy theorists as just fucking nut jobs. There is truth in what you guys are saying.
Is there an Illuminati, like a secret society of just globalists that are just controlling everything, and there's like a new world order under one government that's like oppressive?
And half yes, because the Bavarian Illuminati was actually created. It's in existence. Adam Weishaupt back in like the 1700s. It is real. It means the enlightened ones. There's evidence for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the Masons were real too, and there's also romanticizing and you know.
But let's still
make it more than it is.
Yeah.
Most of these ancient occult, and that's where my kind of I've gone towards, because I come from the school of Duncan Trussell. I'm like mass amounts of acid and mushrooms before I got sober. So when people are like,
that was created by the CIA.
Oh yeah,
not the mushrooms, but
shrooms. I mean, acid.
Yeah, we had Zach Leary on our show, which is Timothy Leary's son, and he's an amazing podcast of his own. But the whole idea is that if you've never seen God, you're not going to believe in God.
Right.
If you've never seen $1 million or $1 trillion, you're not going to believe in it. And if you're not going to believe that there's a shadow government that wants us to just be in constant combat, because the idea is,
yeah, but that's again, that's here's trying to prove a negative.
This is the next war. This is the next war.
Oh yeah.
Water.
Right
water,
now what's happening globally.
I'm so glad I'm old.
Multinational corporations are buying up all of the aquifers and all the underground water. They're buying them all. No country owned these. These corporations they're not loyal to anyone. So the next war that goes down by 2040 there's going to be 10 billion of us.
Yeah. You realize that you could have made an argument for say the VCR companies in the 80s. Mm-hmm. You're forgetting, and what everybody's forgetting, and I hope people remember, is that the government can't do shit. The cops can't do shit. You know why? Because the cops are my cousins. They're us. Mm-hmm. If you have $1 billion or $1 trillion fucking dollars, and this is again getting back to organized crime, the one thing the mob understood is this: you could have all the fucking money in the world, okay, but you can't get that building built. You need people to build that fucking building, all right? And we're gonna build it. Mm-hmm. And that was what actually Fight Club was about.
I respect that.
Okay, well that's why they prospered. People didn't understand that. Because you could have all the fucking money in the world. That money doesn't mean shit. Okay? Same thing with setting the military. The military are us. If they decide not to go, they don't go. Then who's going to arrest them?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, listen, we are on a time crunch, and I want to be able to list out
the next podcast about science.
Yeah, they're coming in a second.
Do you have any dates you want to push?
May 18th and 19th. I'm in New Jersey as of now. I have a series coming out called Cobra Kai on YouTube Red. It's coming out May 2nd. And if you want,
I'm so happy for you.
I know we were talking about this on the phone.
I'm so happy for you.
And also, if you want to check my special out, you can watch it for free. Me, Sam, actually, we were talking about this. And congrats on taping yours.
Thank you.
Go to brettcomedy.com and you can download it. You can watch it for free. You don't have to do anything. Leave me an email if you want. You can download it, donate, whatever.
You and I argue here. We do this all the time. We're brothers. I've loved you forever.
Well, we're on the same page. We just on a lot.
You are one of my favorite comics, and I'm not just saying that. Like, you are a master of what. Like, every time I watch him, I just think like him and Sebastian and Maz. How like we were the four horsemen of the apocalypse.
Yeah, I still have that picture, by the way.
And just they're all masters.
Oh
yeah.
Oh yeah.
Masters.
Well, I paid you the ultimate comic. Yeah. I told him. I've never. You know how you know Sam's a great comic? You know what I'm going to say.
I don't know.
I have never seen a comic get booed off stage as many times as he's gotten standing up.
You're doing something right.
No, abso-fucking-lutely.
That's why I'm shooting a special. I just got to get the cheers.
Yeah. No, yeah. Fuck the cheers, yep. Man. When we were in fucking... dude, this guy has... And for those of you watching, I'm not even kidding you. This, when I moved out here in 99, it was me, Sam. We're still best friends, but you know, you get older. It's not no chick shit, but you know, things separate. But we mic'd together. We hung out together.
We ran.
We toured together. We ran. He was running from the law. I mean, we have so much history because this is why it's like two.
We literally did a show together where I was on the run from the law. I got chased by the cops and I had to get out of fucking town.
But I can't get out of Starbucks. I'm sorry, you're on the shift.
Oh yeah, that was great.
So wait, so Petey, we're up in Modesto, was it? Was it Modesto?
Yeah.
And we're doing a bar show. Now, this is this. There was a basketball game. It was like, I think it was like the greatest comeback in
Lakers. It was the greatest. It was when the Sacramento Kings and the Lakers were going out. Chris Webber's versus the Shaq teams. And the Lakers are down like 28 to the Dallas Mavericks. And they wouldn't turn the game off. So we had to do stand up while the game was going. And it's the greatest.
Well, he had to do it because we were flip flopping. So he went up before me this show, I think.
Yeah.
And then the game was on the first show because we were like, and he had to fucking, he just started color commentary.
The worst.
Anyways, long story boring. They, this audience, that there was this table of like fucking high school like
teachers.
Yeah, well, they just fucking hated Sam.
Story of my life.
Anyway.
Hey. So
we can't get into it, but they wanted to kick the shit out of him afterwards. It was a lot of fun.
If you had to list that,
we're just gonna let you make the list.
We got Laser Cat Comedy. If you're in Hollywood, every Tuesday night 9 o'clock, Laser Cat on Sunset Boulevard. Come and see it. Go to hairandteeth.com. Check me out and follow us. All the Tinfoil Hat guys, follow us at YOTL Podcast on all the social media. But just check out the podcast. We do top 10 lists about whatever.
You guys
and it's
are the
a lot
best. I love you guys. Real right, quick, make your I just want to push my. I just want to push our dates real quick. Tinfoil Hatters, this is a big show coming up. June 1st, Cobbs, the Tinfoil Hat Comedy Night. Eddie Bravo, myself, Ryan Davis will be out there. We're selling tickets, man. We basically need 200 people to bring one buddy to sell this place out. What I want to talk to Eddie Bravo about is whoever brings the most guests gets the most people to come see the show. We will do a private podcast with you guys. Ooh, the three of us and you will sit down and we'll talk all your favorite conspiracies if you come to the Cobbs Comedy Club in San Francisco. A lot of you guys are like, we're going to see you in Sacramento. I'm not worried about selling out Sacramento as much as I'm worried about selling out Cobbs.
Cobbs is a big room.
Cobbs is a big room. It's 400 seats. I need you guys to come down and support. If you're anywhere in the area, if you're ever thinking about going to San Francisco, come buy a ticket, because if we sell this out, Live Nation's going to put us on tour all over the country.
And not only that, Sam, for our listeners, if you're in the area, fucking one of the, hands down, one of the best comics.
I love you guys.
I learned a lot, man. I got to be honest with you, man. I'm not as soul, but I'm on it. I'm going to go look some shit up, man.
I want you to list what you think the
top 10 conspiracy theories
are.
Wait, Pete, announce it. Hold on.
Well, no, yeah. So we got the top 10. These are the top 10 conspiracy theories as per the Tinfoil Hat podcast.
Go ahead, Sam.
Take it number away. 10, Luciferians run the music, politics, and child trafficking.
I agree with that.
Number 9, the Clinton crime family. The bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor. Okay?
I'm down with that.
The deep state is very, very fucking real.
What is the deep state?
Number 8, just
shadow government.
Shadow
government's different than deep state. Shadow government is people who work outside the laws of government. We're almost done. And then the next, number 7 is, did Hitler live? Number 6, the Rothschilds run all the central banks. Number 4,
that's a fact.
The lizard people and Hollow Earth. We got a little into that. Number 4 is the Anunnaki. Number 3, moon landings and NASA. Number 2, JFK. And number 1, with a bullet, 9/11.
Yeah, dude.
Yes.
I love you guys so much.
I love you guys.
You guys have been friends of mine for a long time.
Thank you, Ryan. Thank you, Sam. You guys are great.
Thank God you were on the list. Thanks for letting
you and Pete. You and Pete should have a support group for guys that get yelled at.
This is intense. Bye, guys.
Thanks for tuning in. We love you guys.